This episode of E-Commerce Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your e-commerce radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to E-Commerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we have the pleasure of visiting with Andre Vallejo, the founder of Tennis Trunk, a subscription box that sends tennis players a few cans of balls and other essentials for the court. You gotta love it. Andre, welcome to e-commerce radio.
How's it going, Eric? Thank you so much for having me on. It's an absolute pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. The pleasure certainly ours. Been looking forward to having you for some time, so we finally got you on here. So now, for starters, how did you come up with the name Tennis Trunk? Let's start there.
Oh, that's a great question. So as some of you may know, when certain clothing lines are trying to present a new line for the fall season or what it may be, they will have trunk shows. So I'm familiar with them. I work as a tennis instructor at a country club. So we used to have a lot of trunk shows where certain companies would bring in their clothes and kind of show it off to everybody. So when I was thinking of what to call this company, you know, I started thinking about that with Tennis Trunk, you're going to get different stuff from different companies in the mail, and you're pretty much going to be presented to all those products. So I said, okay, so these people are having trunk shows, you know, so I'm going to bring a trunk show to their house. And since it's relating to tennis, I thought that Tennis Trunk would make a perfect fit, and we just stuck to it, and people get a kick out of it.
I like that. So tell me, how did you come up with the concept? Where did the actual creation of Tennis Trunk begin?
Yeah, so that's it's actually a really good story. I went to go play tennis with a friend. We just went to a local park. And when we both arrived, we realized that neither of us had brought tennis balls. And I think we had like maybe one or two, but they were really old. And as you may know, when a tennis ball gets really old, it gets really flat. And, you know, it makes a weird noise when you hit it. So we didn't have any balls. So we decided to go to the nearest, I think it was Sports Authority. Now that it's not even open anymore. But we went to the Sports Authority, picked up a few cans of balls, came back to the courts, and the courts were taken, right? So we had to wait like an extra hour. And it was just really, it was just a big annoyance. And on the way home that day, I started thinking, I was like, oh man, you know, I'm going to start playing a little bit more tennis now, and I'm going to have to be going to the store, or, you know, like having to go and actually order it online or whatever. And I just thought there's got to be an easier way. You know, like there's people like me that play pretty often. If you play in a league, you know, you're using a new can of balls every time. And I just thought there's got to be an easier way for tennis players to get their tennis essentials. And right when I was having that thought, I got a notification from Dollar Shave Club. And it said, hey, Andres, your razors are on the way. And I just thought, I was like, oh, I didn't even have to order that. It just comes in every single month. So then I said, first I thought, oh, let me go to a subscription box for tennis. I was familiar with the concept of the subscription box. So I just said, let me go to the website, look up a subscription box, and I'll order so that I can get my tennis balls delivered regularly. And there wasn't a company for that. So after much research after that, I said, well, there's got to be a company, because I know that there's tennis players out there that are going to enjoy it. So that is how I came up with TennisTrunk.com.
Well, I've got to say, that's awfully creative on your part. Well, well done. Now, what are some things you would do differently if you started over again?
Yeah, actually, that's a great question. I think that as some of the listeners might also be entrepreneurs or, you know, people that want to start their own business is to not to focus so much on the idea. The idea really, you know, you might think like you're the first person to think of it, or if you tell some people, somebody's going to steal your idea. And I get it. It's a totally, you know, it's a natural thing to think that, you know, you have something precious that you can't tell anybody about. And I think that at the beginning, I was like that. I thought that I had something unique and nobody else was doing it, and I needed to keep it to myself. So I didn't get the word out as much as I could have, especially with some of the tennis people in the community that I'm, you know, familiar with. I didn't get the message out as much as I could have. So when we launched, I definitely feel like if I had just been open about it and told everybody about it and just simply, you know, stuck to the route, it would have definitely made a difference. So my advice is to just tell everybody about it. I think that we're all very much connected also with social media these days, where you could make a tweet or a post or, you know, add it to your Snapchat story, and you don't even actually have to go out and tell people. You can just post it and it becomes known to everybody. So when somebody right now would be thinking about a tennis subscription box or a tennis gift for somebody, they might know me through that. So definitely encourage people to, you know, to be open with their ideas. I think it was Gary Vaynerchuk that says that ideas are crap, and it's all about action. It's all about execution. So that's one of the things that I would probably do differently.
And I certainly do appreciate your sharing that today. We are speaking with Andre Vallejo, the founder of Tennis Trunk, a subscription box that sends tennis players a few cans of balls and other essentials for the courts, here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design you need, for example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100-plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you want, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money-back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for e-commerce radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Andre, tell us what actually comes in the tennis trunk.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty exciting. For anybody that's familiar with the subscription box business, there's pretty much two different types of subscription boxes out there. There's the value subscription boxes, which would be something like a Dollar Shave Club, where you are able to get a certain product for a lower price. So there's the value added in that, and then there's the discovery subscription boxes, and that would be a company like Birchbox that, you know, sends different beauty products for you to try and discover. So what we've done here with Tennis Trunk is we pretty much made a hybrid of those. Each month you're going to get two cans of tennis balls from, you know, people that we interviewed or we, you know, and just kind of know to be, as a tennis player myself, you're pretty much going to use two cans of balls each month if you play regularly. If you're playing league matches, you need a can of balls each time you play. So it's pretty common. So, you know, you're getting the convenience, you know, and then the value of getting those two tennis balls each month. And then everything else in the box is gonna vary. It's going to be different each month. And some things that you can expect are maybe some wristbands, some sunblocks, some electrolyte packets, a towel, maybe, you know, a coconut water. This month we're doing coconut water. We're doing Epsom salt, to take Epsom salt bath, you know, to aid any sprains or any bruises. We're also doing a book of essential, of just essential tennis tips for players. We're also doing a trainer system that you put in your arm to give you better strokes. So everything's going to change each month, and you're going to get a really good value out of it as well. If you add everything up, you know, it's much, much cheaper than if you went and bought it to the store. So you're getting the value there as well, and as well as the discovery. Like I said, we're combining those two different types of models.
And Andre, what is your overall mission with Tennis Trunk?
Yeah, so definitely we want to encourage more tennis. I work as a tennis coach myself, and you know, I play tennis every single day, and I see it from myself and also everybody that I coach, how happy they are when they catch this thing that is called the tennis bug. When somebody catches a tennis bug and all they want to do is they want to play tennis because it makes them very happy. We're trying to get as many people to catch the bug, and we really feel that with Tennis Trunk, when you get it yourself or you gift it to somebody, what everybody pretty much says is they get so excited when they receive their Tennis Trunk that the first thing they want to do is play tennis. So we really include some resources in each Tennis Trunk as well to try to find a way to get you to play tennis, whether it's, you know, just calling up a friend, you know, maybe taking a clinic at the local park, or scheduling a match with somebody. We're really trying to get as many people to play as much tennis. And we think that with Tennis Trunk, we're giving them, you know, kind of the tools to do that. And if somebody gets their Tennis Trunk and they open it, and they decide to call up a friend and they go to play tennis, I think that that is what we're trying to do, and we will have done our job.
Sounds like you're really on to something, and certainly impressive, again, with the idea and the creativity here. Any additional advice that you would have for other entrepreneurs starting an e-commerce store, or any thoughts on the shopping platform that you are currently using at this time?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely some tips is to not wait for everything to be perfect. I'm sure some entrepreneurs might be listening, and any time before a product launch or any new product, they're kind of waiting for everything to be perfect. And for me and Tennis Trunk, everything was pretty fast from idea to me launching it. I knew that with certain products, you just kind of have to launch it, and you really just have to test along, always be testing, always be improving. There's always something that you can do better, you know, get feedback from your customers, but definitely just go for it. Don't look back. Don't give up. I know it sounds cliche, but you really just got to do it and tweak things along the way. Don't wait for everything to be perfect. We're just getting our custom-made boxes. And we've been in business for maybe almost a year. So I know there's a lot of people that might be wanting to start a subscription box, and they might find the custom box is something intimidating, but you know, it wasn't for us, and we just kind of kept going along. So don't wait for anything to be perfect. Just do it. You're going to learn from it, though. So it's going to be an investment in yourself, which is the best thing that you can do for yourself. So, just do it and adjust as you go along.
Excellent. We certainly appreciate that advice. I like the approach as well, not waiting on everything having to be so perfect, but just move along and share along the way. I think you made some good points there. Andre, if you would, tell our listeners where they can experience the Tennis Trunk subscription and where they can get more information accordingly.
Of course. So TennisTrunk.com is where you're going to find our website, and we have more information if anybody has any questions. We also have a live chat box right there on the website. So if you want to chat with me right now, you can literally just go there. I'll be the one answering. I'm in charge of making sure that each customer is satisfied, is happy, or has any of their questions answered. So I'll be there. If you go on Google and you type in Tennis Trunk, we're pretty much the only thing that pops up. It's the only subscription box for tennis. You can also find us on Facebook at Tennis Trunk, Instagram at Tennis Trunk, Twitter at Tennis Trunk, Snapchat at Tennis Trunk, YouTube at Tennis Trunk. So we're pretty much pretty social. We like to keep in touch with our subscribers and the Tennis Trunk community. So you can find us there. And at tennistrunk.com, subscribe, give it as a gift. The Christmas season just around the corner. It'll make somebody's days real special.
Well, Andre, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you here on E-Commerce Radio. Certainly wish you and the company continued success, and hopefully we can get you back with an update on how things are going down the track here on E-Commerce Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Thank you, everybody.
We have been speaking with Andre Vio, the founder of Tennis Trunk, a subscription box that sends tennis players a few cans of balls and other essentials for the courts. And once again, to get your subscription underway, visit TennisTrunk.com. And this has been Eric Dye for E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the E-Podcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and a money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.